One of the best shows on TV, that's This Is Us on NBC.
I heard good things about that show.
You haven't watched?
I haven't watched. Everyone's saying it's
love
less
it.
Like it's network TV, but more like it could be a fantastic cable series.
How come we can't have good shows on network TV anymore?
Well, that's what we do.
Everything's
this
on
is us.
Cable.
That's what everyone's saying.
It is 6:37. Most of us want to lose weight, get in shape, or feel good about our bodies in 2017. We want to help you get started. Joining us in studio, the owners of Shred 415, Tracy Rahner and Bonnie Mitchell. Thank you for getting up on this holiday and for
morning,
coming
girls.
In.
Good morning.
Thanks for having
did you guys
us.
Have blowouts today? What's going on? Don't tell me you just rolled out of bed.
No, we did.
Wow.
We've become pros.
They're always TV ready.
I love that you're here. Shred 415, Jane and I do it all the time.
Love it.
Until I got injured, because we'll get into that in a second. But Bonnie, we'll start with you. Explain what Shred 415 is.
So it's a 60-minute workout alternating between woodway treadmills and strength. We change what you're doing every 30 seconds to a minute. So you spike your heart rate, drop it down in an interval workout where you burn calories all day long.
You're constantly burning calories.
Yes.
And Tracy, when people that are listening right now have never taken the class, they can go at their own pace.
Oh, absolutely. Walk, jog, run. Pick your own weights. So we have as low as 3-pound weights up to 45, 50-pound weights for men who want to lift really heavy. And the instructors will coach you to go at your full potential, whatever that full potential is. So if you're walking, jogging, running, they'll coach you to do that.
So there's no pressure when you're in class. Let's talk about people that you think, oh, my gosh, I'm so intimidated by something called shred. Like, that's a scary right.
Or any class, for yeah. that matter. People yeah. are intimidated by classes.
How do you get that person who may feel intimidated that wants to start a workout routine to go to something that's called shred or the next class that, oh, I have to run, I have to walk, what, you know, I'm scared. What do you say to them?
Well, first, you can actually go with a friend. So we always suggest bringing a friend with you on your very first time if you'd like to do that. But we have such an amazing community that the people in the shred class actually really rally behind any new person that comes in, any new shredder, as we would call them. And you really walk in, and it is kind of dim lighting, and it's dark in there. So anybody that feels self-conscious, actually, we tell you will not see yourself, you know, and nobody will see you, and nobody really pays attention to what you're doing. We always say just pay attention to yourself and do not worry about what anybody else is doing.
Because you're always looking around, or you pace yourself with that person next to you. Oh, my God, right. This person's a marathon runner.
Listen, there are a lot of fast runners in shred. And
oh, jeez.
But I'm not doing it. I look over and I'm like, whoa, that's a fast pace. Like, I'm good right here where I'm at. Nobody knows how old I am. I'm just going to keep it where I'm at.
You guys are rock stars.
Yeah, you guys both of you.
People know, you listen to your body, right?
Yes.
You
got
to listen
absolutely.
To your body.
Absolutely have to listen
yeah.
to your body.
I mean, you're talking about communities and people getting started. What's the first step? Bonnie, we'll start with you. What is the first step for people listening that want to start that exercise program?
I mean, I think it's getting through the door. I think it's getting yourself into a gym. It's getting yourself into that studio. You know, a special thing about Shred 415, like we said, is the community and just a smaller class size. And I think that anybody trying to get into fitness, any kind of group fitness, is always a great way to go because there's so much motivation in that room to keep you going.
How about a neighbor, a friend?
Yeah,
I have a huge competition with my brother Dave. That's what keeps me motivated because I want to look better than him because I'm older than him.
Absolutely. Bonnie and I, yesterday, she's like, I'm going to go to 11. A.M. and I'm like, ooh, I was going to take the day off. And then I'm like, oh, God, I got to go.
Don't you hate that?
I do.
God, I hate the overachievers.
What I love about this is they're partners, they're owners, they're creators of this workout phenomenon. And they're both like, oh, I better go today. What? This is what you do for a living.
We motivate each other a lot.
I mean, and that's what you need. You need that. The book club at night. Like, yes. Let's make it a workout club in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. Yeah. I just said that. But I get intimidated going into a new gym or trying a new class because you're kind of like, I don't know the routine.
Exactly.
I don't know what I can do, what I can't do. And I think a lot of us would be surprised once we get in and we let our bodies move because your body wants to move.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And our front desk staff and our staff in general are amazing. You walk into Shred for the very first time, we're taking you from that front desk into the studio, setting you up, helping you, showing you, and introducing you to the instructor. So we kind of hold your hands from step one all the way through the entire class. So we make sure that you walk out feeling great about yourself.
You really do.
We do.
Bonnie, I remember when I first started at Shred because we have a mutual friend, Mo Schifrin, and yes. She's like, hey, they're starting this new studio. And I said, I don't take classes. What do you mean, Shred? And I walk in and you see fit people and you see some people that aren't in shape. But you're right. Just go at your own pace.
Oh, for sure.
But yes. When you guys first started, did you realize that it would just blow up and be so big?
Not quite like
not
this.
Quite
yeah.
Like this.
Not quite as fast. It's been great.
So yeah. you have locations, not only downtown, but in some of the suburbs as well.
Yes, we have one in Hinsdale and in Northfield.
But also St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. And in Indianapolis. And in
fantastic.
Yeah.
How did you guys get started? Tracy?
Well,
in the fitness field.
Yes, I've been in the fitness industry, gosh, for a long time, 20 plus years. And Bonnie and I were neighbors. And Bonnie was teaching fitness classes. And we would always talk in the alleys, as you do in Chicago, hang out in the alleys.
Isn't that funny? I did that yesterday with my neighbor.
Exactly.
Taking out garbage, end up hanging out in the alley.
So we would always talk about what was lacking, Chicago was lacking, and I just felt I wasn't motivated enough to get myself to the gym anymore and work out the way that I used to work out and after kids. And so I never found that spark again, and which is why fitness classes are so amazing in the first place, is that once you get in there, you know that you're going to be working out to your full potential. As opposed to going to the gym, you kind of get on the treadmill, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this, and you're bored, and you kind of look around, and you might go lift some weights, but then you realize, I don't really know how to lift weights properly, and I don't know if I'm doing this right. So Bonnie and I would just talk about what was lacking, and God, wouldn't it be great if we started something? And we took that idea and put it in motion, and here we are, Shred for 15, 5.5 years later.
Got it. 5.5 years, that's great.
I love the fact that you weren't working out.
Yeah, I know.
That is so great. I mean, we all have a starting point, right?
Yes.
And people that are listening right now need a starting point.
They do need a starting
for
point.
For sure. Yeah. And we all have a lull, too. Like, you know, I love to work out, but I find sometimes my schedule is busy, my schedule is weird hours, and sometimes I'm like, I'm just too busy and tired to get to the gym. I love working out. Once I'm there, I'm happy. But I feel like you also sometimes need, maybe it's not a starting point, but maybe it's just something to get you motivated and excited
yes.
again. What I love about classes is we think all day long. What are we going to do with the kids? What are we having for dinner? How am I going to do this? Where do I do this? I don't want to think anymore. I want to show up in a class.
Right.
I want you to tell me how many push-ups to do.
Right.
How fast should I run? And I'll do it. And I'm in. And so it's like a no-brainer, really.
Yeah. You just got to get yourself there.
It's appointment, too. You
yes.
have an appointment
yeah.
to take this class, mm-hmm. and you know you have to be there.
Yep.
Yes, making a plan. We always say, we just said last week, you know, fail to plan to fail. So if you do not create a plan, you're going to fail. You know, you have to set yourself up to plan yourself that week, that day, so...
And you guys, besides being owners, you're also still instructors.
Yes.
You teach classes.
I love it.
So
yeah,
you're,
we're teaching
you get
morning.
Down and dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We're teaching two classes right after this.
Are you really?
Yes. Bonnie's going to Lincoln Park. I'm going to Old Town and North Shore.
Jeez, man. I hate you two.
I see Bonnie at 8:30 on Wednesday.
Yeah. I know. I love it.
I'm not kidding. There was one class where I ran next to Bonnie. The owner and instructor. Okay? I'm like, oh, my God. What's going on here?
My favorite thing is Shredder. When you pull up the app, and then there's Tracy's page right on the app, and then the next page is Bonnie running. I'm like, of course I'm going.
Shred415.com is the website. People want to check it out. But
yes.
We encourage people to start with the classes. And it's so important because it is an appointment, and you don't have to think, like Jane said.
Yeah, it's great.
It is so good. I'm going to take a look at traffic, and we'll talk about food intake and stretching,
yes.
which I had a problem with this past year. Bonnie and Tracy here from Shred 415. Again, you can go to shred415.com. Here's Mary with traffic. 720 WGN 650 in studio with us, the owners of Shred 415. You can check them out online, shred415.com. It's Bonnie and Tracy. Let's talk about food intake. We are overeaters, aren't we? We all overeat.
Yes, absolutely.
How do we scale that back? What do we do, Bon?
I think it goes back to planning. I think planning to have snacks at your desk. You know, what we do is we bring carrots and cucumbers and celery and hummus, and we have that for snacks so that when lunchtime comes or when we go home for dinner, we're not starving and just inhaling all this food. So I think it's smart to plan out snacks in between your meals.
Okay, because you don't want to be starving.
Right.
Now. And now is the best time to start planning those meals.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Being healthy is a lot of work.
It is
right?
a lot of work.
Here's my snack today during the show.
Pirate's booty.
Pirate's booty.
It's better than chips.
You guys know Dawn Jackson Blattner?
Yes.
He's like, okay, I'm glad you're eating pirate booty because it's low in calorie, but you need to eat natural food.
You do. Right. Whole foods.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is why I like the carrots and the celery and the cucumbers, but you got to chop those up ahead of time. But can you chop them up for the week and put them in bite-sized bags and grab them and take them with you?
Yes. Every Sunday, plan out your meals for the week. Go to the grocery store. Get your veggies. Get your snacks. Chop them all up. I would even say go as far as putting them in baggies, you know, and baggy them out for the week. Right. And then you just go into your refrigerator, grab your snacks for the day, put them in a bag and bring them to work. And you know, every 2 hours you should be eating.
Is it every 2 hours?
Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours you'd be eating something. Not every 5 hours.
No, every two to keep your blood sugar level throughout the day.
I'm in for that.
Yeah. God, that's a lot of work. The baggies and you got to go to Jewel and get the Ziplocs.
But that goes back to the planning piece.
It does. You got to plan everything.
You do have to plan everything.
It is hard work to eat healthy. I agree.
Why is cross-training so important nowadays?
Especially, I mean, I feel like even with Shred 415, you know, we have always promoted cross-training. We think 3 to 4 days a week a shred is ideal. And then, you know, throwing in a Pilates or a yoga and getting in that stretch just to balance your body out. If you continue to do something every single day, you're going to get overuse injuries and your body's not going to be healthy from it.
What about weight training in your 40s? Very important.
Very important. Yes.
Dr. Oz told me on the show, and it's one thing I'll never forget. He said women and men both need to weight train to keep your levels up to increase your sex drive because it drops in your 40s. And I'm like, oh, my God, that motivated me right there. Absolutely.
So the weight training?
Weight training.
Weight training, yeah, your hormone levels, it's true.
Yes, it is true. It's very important to weight train. Even light weights, higher reps, am I right? You guys are looking at me like, who is this guy?
But, so I'm going to answer this. Weight training, well, you think of big weightlifters in a gym, and they've got the dumbbells, and they're like, hurrah! In classes, we use smaller weights, we do higher reps, we're going to get the same effect. We're going to get that same fat burning. We're going to get the same sex drive initiatives. Does that all work the same, no matter what kind of weights we're doing?
Yes, yeah, it does. Definitely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we do suggest that you lift a little bit heavier. So 10 pounds, 12 pounds, especially after you're doing it for a while, you can be, you know, building your muscles up to lift those heavier weights.
There's no reason to max out on the bench after you turn 40. That is such a guy thing in high school. What's your max, man? What are you putting up?
Only Pete would say that.
Stretching is so important, and I'm a perfect example here because I'm a horrible stretcher, and I injured my leg, and I had to have surgery this year.
Oh, no.
That's why I haven't been back.
Oh, we've
missed
you.
My calf was so tight, they had to release my calf tendon.
That's insane.
And it gave me pain in my foot.
Is that because that you're inflexible, or is that an injury?
It was an injury because I did not stretch. It became so tight.
So should we stretch, even if we're not working out, should we be stretching daily?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. My New Year's resolution, I just told Pete, is that anytime my Apple Watch tells me to stand, I'm going to stretch. Because I stand enough, so I'm going to stretch, and Bonnie's going to hold me to it.
Yeah. Can we do quick stretches? Like, let's say we're sitting at a desk all day. Can I just do a couple quick stretches, like just stand up behind my desk and figure something out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like a great chest opener stretch would be good at your desk. Bring your shoulders down your back.
Because I'm the kind of girl that would curl up underneath the desk and take a nap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just need to get up during the day. If you're in a cubicle all day or in an office, just get up and walk around.
Those foam rollers as well. You can have a foam roller underneath your desk and take your foam roller out, lie down, roll on it, each leg, roll your calf out while you're sitting here. And then also that stick, you know that stick that's called the stick? It's a roller, and you can bring it around to your calf. And
I don't have the stick.
Well,
Where do I get the stick?
We'll send you one.
We'll send you a stick. Where is the stick? Can you get that at Dick's?
We'll get you all set up.
We're going to get you set up.
You're going to have a stretching kit.
This is the time of year. People have resolutions. They want to lose weight right away.
Yes.
Fad diets.
Yes.
I know you're going to hate them, but people are going to go on these diets anyway because they're going to say, okay, it's going to jumpstart my body. The cleanses out there where they only drink like shakes or the soup diet. Have you guys heard about the soup diet?
Yeah.
Cabbage soup diet? Things like that?
Yeah.
What do you think of those?
Not good.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because
if it jumpstarts your workout?
I guess if it jump starts you, but it's not sustainable. I mean, no one can be on the cabbage soup diet for.
Plus, it makes you a little gassy. Yeah. That's not good stuff.
Not good.
Not at all.
But who wants to eat cabbage soup every day?
Yeah, no.
Who makes cabbage soup?
Not me.
I just had some for New Year's Eve dinner.
Of course you did. Yes.
I'm teasing. I think everything in moderation.
Exactly.
I think you guys hit it on the head. You go back to the plan and you work your plan. You plan your week Monday through Friday, keep it tight. Saturday, Sunday, have a good time. Eat on the big plates.
Definitely. Absolutely. And yeah, give yourself a couple meals a week, like you said. You know, two meals a week that if you're going to indulge a little bit more, indulge a little bit more. But then every other meal throughout the week, really stick to your plan. And as you say, modification and moderation is the key to eating and making sure, you know, go as far as measuring your food out. I mean, if you're really feeling like you're overeating, measure your food out a little bit. It doesn't have to be challenging. You know, just take a measuring cup.
We got smaller plates in our house. That's not a joke. We threw away the big plates. I'm like, Sarah, what are we doing? We need smaller plates. Seriously, if you have a smaller plate, you're going to put less food on the plate.
So true.
Yeah.
I find that I'll serve up and I'll eat as much as my boyfriend eats. And I'm like, hold on a minute. You're twice my size.
Dial it back.
I am not eating what you're eating. But when we're talking about starting a fitness routine for the new year, I think I'm going to go every single day, but it's got to be manageable. So if you're starting off, what would you say for how long and how many days a week just to get started?
3 days a week to start, 60 minutes.
You'd say 60 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be great.
And if we're stretching, is it a 60-minute stretch or can it just be a quick 10-minute when I wake up?
Oh, quick 10 minutes.
For sure.
Better than nothing. Absolutely. Yeah. Holding your stretches for about 30 seconds each is really going to get your stretch working for you.
And what about having the proper gear? You know, you're talking about cross training. So you have people like, oh, I got to get these shoes and I have to have these pants. Like, does it have to be that big of a deal or can I just put my gym shoes on and go?
I think if you're running, I think you should go get fitted for shoes if you haven't.
You should have a good pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Don't show up with Chuck Taylors on.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's true. You could really get injured.
Right.
Yeah. I think getting fitted for shoes is huge if you're going into running.
Yeah, and apparel, too. You know, you do see people that walk in and they're wearing the big cotton T-shirts and the big cotton sweats. I mean, you're going to overheat, and it's not going to be a pleasant experience.
You're going to weigh yourself down.
Yeah.
They have the dry fit everywhere.
Dry fit everywhere.
And it's so cheap nowadays.
So cheap. You can get it anywhere.
And food intake, we talked about that. But what about sitting down and eating and taking your time? Because I stand up and eat all the time.
I know.
And again, back to Dawn Jackson-Blattner, who was in here last week. She said, just sit. Mm-hmm. What's your hurry?
Right.
We're always in a hurry to go somewhere, and we stand up and eat, especially, you know, today is going to be bowl games. Maybe you'll be at somebody's house. You're eating chicken wings. You're standing up.
Yeah, it's true.
Sit down.
Sit down, relax, enjoy.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and do kitchen cleanup today. Make sure that you go through your kitchen and throw away all your leftovers,
all those cookies.
I'm going to go clean out your green room, too.
There's food in the green room. How disgusting is that? It's probably been sitting there since Saturday.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Do a sweep. Throw it all away.
Yeah.
If you want to quit chocolate, get it out of your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems pretty simple.
It's so true. You're craving it and you don't have it, you're not going to eat it.
When we go to shred415.com, do we see Mark without a shirt? Can you tell him to put on a shirt? I love him. Great instructor. He's got to put on his shirt. Jeez. Bonnie and Tracy, great to see you. What time's your classes today?
8:30.
So full day of classes. So if we want to go today, we've got classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as you leave, I'm going to sign up on my app.
Awesome. We make it really easy for you. No excuses.
No excuses. Exactly. Like at 4 in the afternoon, you want to work out, you're
4:15.
There. 4:15. And it goes super fast. At 40, that hour is over before you even know it.
Just move your body.
Yes.
That's the advice. Bonnie and Tracy from Shred, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's 720 WGN.